for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to be joined again today by Danny Siras. So the first half hour, I'm going to give an overview of some of the major stories. Beginning at the bottom of the hour after the break, I'll bring Danny in and we'll talk about some of the most serious developments regarding COVID, the jab, the death, the whole massive situation. I begin with people who are fired for refusing to be vaccinated in New York won't be allowed to collect unemployment to help pay the rent and feed their kids. A massive and chilling escalation. Well, if we thought Governor Cuomo was bad, he doesn't hold a candle to his replacement, this Kathy Hochul, who was, by the way, never elected, it turns out, in New York. The lieutenant governor position is an appointed one. So this is a successor to Cuomo that was handpicked by Cuomo, described here as the latest incompetent fool to occupy the governor's mansion. Last week, the New York Department of Health said healthcare workers who refuse to take the jab will not be available for COVID benefits. Workers in a healthcare facility, nursing home, or school who voluntarily quit or are terminated for refusing an employer-mandated vaccination will be ineligible for unemployment compensation. The health department announced a statement confirmed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday. Frankly, I find it very difficult to imagine that could even be legal. Meanwhile, 20 states have banned proof of vaccination requirements. All 20 have not prohibited. All 20 have Republican governors. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Idaho, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. In total, 20 of the 27 states with Republican governors have prohibited proof of vaccination requirement. through executive orders or legislation. 8, with Republican governors, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Vermont, and West Virginia have not yet prohibited proof of vaccination requirements at any level of government. Right there, I think, would be a great reason for voting Republican. Meanwhile, it turns out Gavin Newsom, the gruesome governor of California who's doing his best to destroy the state, for example, by emptying the two massive reservoirs in California that were at record high levels and could have sustained a 5-year drought into the Pacific Ocean, where they're now at record lows. This was a deliberate act of sabotage by a man who is a despicable cretin, was only reelected because they figured out a new way to do mail-in voting that would make it virtually impossible to determine had taken place. Newsom has now admitted his own daughter, who just turned 12, has not yet vaccinated, despite California's sweeping mandate requiring students to get the shot. This is really typical of the hypocrisy of the Democrats, and another reason why they are unfit to occupy office. I'm now convinced that there ought to be a law that requires no legislation passed by the U.S. Congress should not apply to them equally as well as every other citizen. That would put an end to a lot of this nonsense, because Biden has gone about exempting members of Congress, members of the executive branch, members of the judicial branch, a host of others who, if the pandemic were real and if the shot actually did any good, would be the first to line up to receive the injection, but they're evading it completely, which is another proof this whole thing is fraudulent. After Los Angeles implemented a vaccine mandate for public school students age 12 and up, the policy went statewide, California becoming the first state to implement a vaccine mandate for school children earlier this month, following approval from the Food and Drug Administration, except there has been no approval from the Food and Drug Administration. And we know the effects are ghastly. Remember now, it turns out the World Health Organization has its own database of has 2 million reports of adverse effects, actually over 2 million, where remarkably 70% of the 2 million adverse effects are on females, indicating this is to target reproductive capabilities of women, only about 30% for men. And where it turns out, if you contrast what's happened since the jab was introduced a year or so ago, the 2 million have occurred, but the year before it was only 2,000, only 2,000. So it's increased 1,000-fold. The year before that, like 87, the before that, 2, and then 111. In other words, everyone who's familiar with the data in this case knows something is terribly wrong with a jab, that the vaccine's going to do you tremendous harm. Only 56.1% of Californians between the ages of 12 and 17 are fully vaccinated, fullest of any age group in the state. Now, what that tells me is California is going to be a disaster. It's going to be a virtual morgue as the months pass, because what this does is to take out your immune system and leave you vulnerable to effects that would in the past not have bothered you at all. Not have bothered you at all. But now they're going to be devastating. Meanwhile, a radicalization of parenting now having a moral compass is against the law. This is truly outrageous. We're in a twilight zone of national discourse when parents become domestic terrorists because they're protecting their children. Think about it. Think about it. We have crossed a tipping point of political nonsense, liberals dumping us headlong into legal insanity. What are we to do if the federal government is going to prosecute parents for parenting? Attorney General Merrick Garland, thank God he wasn't on the Supreme Court, is in full attack dog mode. He may be more dangerous in this position, however. He's gone rabid on American citizens, threatening them for being caring and courageous parents. Tragically, he is attorney general. It would have been worse if this dunce were on the Supreme Court. Once again, the Biden-Harris has exposed the left as over the top, legalized gangsterism, bullying American citizens into giving up their rights. Biden, of course, we know, and we have massive reports about it. There's a blog, a new blog on my jamesfetzer.org showing the massive proof that this is a fake Joe Biden. The skull characteristics, by the way, are completely different. The skull characteristics are completely different. You could hardly get more definitive than that. Biden is simply the conduit for these sick, petty dictators to make your life miserable. Stand up for moms. Our mothers are saints when they refuse to allow teachers to corrupt their children with dirty videos. When our school libraries have become worse than the pages of Playboy and Hustler, we have a problem in America. Stacey Langdon stood before the Fairfax County, Virginia School Board at a recent meeting to oppose child pornography being allowed in the school library. They're accessible for sixth grade children who may be only 12 years old, prepubescent. Like moms in Beaverton, Oregon, and South Kingston, Rhode Island, she wanted to put the school on notice that harming kids through indoctrination and malevolence must stop. The wicked school board shut her down. She has the right to be heard. Haven't liberals told us we need to use our voice and speak out? What they didn't mention is that only they can shout and riot. Conservatives are supposed to just shut up and take it. The 2 minutes she had to speak was ignored. They called a recess to attempt to escape from accountability while parents repeatedly yelled, shame, shame, shame. A.G. Garland laid down the gauntlet for American citizens in a letter to Director Christopher Wray of the FBI. I am directing the Federal Bureau of Investigation in collaboration with each state attorney. United States attorney put an end to these threats against school administrators, board members, teachers, and employees. As these acts of hatred, violence, and threats against public schools, I mean, listen to this, the attorney general describing parents who complain about pornography in the schools, about racism being taught through critical race theory, and a host of other atrocities, speak out, which is their constitutional right, and most certainly school boards ought to be responsive to hearing out petitions of grievance from parents, for God's sake. The classification of these horrible deeds, according to Garland, might be equal to a kind of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Think about it. Is he referring to Islamic terrorists targeting school? What does he know we don't? Of course not. He's talking about ceasing our right to monitor our schools and what they teach. It's not hard to connect the dots. The Biden administration had planned to use the full force of the government to undermine our most basic right to believe, speak, and parent as we choose. Is anyone who voted for Joe Biden shocked? Are these idiots clapping when parents are carted off in handcuffs? Who is going to protect you from a government run amok? Meanwhile, a Florida mother made national news after advocating for a mass exodus from the public school system, a mass exodus. In response to her passionate comments, Quisha Kings, a Moms for Liberty activist, got a standing ovation during a panel discussion at the Family Research Council's annual Pray Vote Stand Summit, which took place last Thursday in Washington. After the 2016 presidential election, King says, I began to pay more attention to politics. God spoke to my heart, telling me that my skin color had become an idol in my life. She happens to be a black mom. And it was life-changing for me because it was so profoundly accurate. I viewed everything through the lens of being black, which was an affront to God, and I was forced to evaluate everything I was doing as a result. She shared the story of her daughter's unpleasant wake-up call when she returned home from her first week of eighth grade and reported she'd been asked what pronoun she wanted to be identified by. Absolutely. Because the schools are also teaching that you're not a boy or a girl, that you have, that's a socially constructed notion, as though the male and female genitalia were a matter of language. I mean, this is just insanity run amok. Another Democrat agenda program, another reason to get rid of the Democrat Party, vote them out. The fact that they're in office totally illegitimately to bring us this catastrophic radical agenda, that's why they had to steal the election. And of course, it gets much worse because using the jab to kill Americans en masse is grotesque, to which we shall return. I'm like, what's going on? This is crazy. And so I was like, okay, just pay attention. I emailed the teacher. She never emailed back. I was like, well, you know, just pay attention. She stored the event away for future reference, but the situation at school quickly deteriorated. They were supposed to be discussing books, and the books apparently had racial themes in them as well. The teacher never got to the literature of the book or the academic portion. She just started sectioning the kids in a way that she talked to them by their physical characteristics. Oh, I'm sorry. As an African-American child, how do you feel about this? As an Asian child, how do you feel about that? How insulting when we all regard ourselves as American, whether we're African or Asian or who knows what. King went on to say that critical race theory is fundamentally racist because it promotes the idea that America is intrinsically racist. In her view, everything about it is anti-biblical, anti-American, and it's just a flat-out lie. It's just not true. You cannot have a country that's been moving toward racial reconciliation literally from its beginnings if you really dig into the history and say America is intrinsically racist. Those two things just don't go together. I couldn't agree with her more, as I've been pointing out repeatedly. Not only do we have the most admired Americans, a half or more of them happen to be Black or minorities, whether it's in athletics or in entertainment, on television. My God, look at the ads. I'd say 60, maybe 70% of the ads feature Blacks, often mixed race couples, but it's there omnipresent. We elected a Black man president of the United States, not once, but twice. How would that be possible if this were an intrinsically racist nation? The Democrats are feeding us garbage, complete and total garbage. To put it in more precise language, bullshit. The whole Democrat agenda is nothing but a monstrous pile of bullshit. A second warning came from her, saying critical race theory and its toxic tentacles had been infiltrating many areas of life while staying virtually unnoticed. I don't think parents realize just how pervasive it is. I know in Duval County, I found critical race workshops and events going as far back as 2011. So I think understanding they're not kidding, this is not going away. The enemy has no chill and is advancing forward as fast. After that, she spoke about the order issued by Garland, allowing federal authorities to cooperate at the local level to monitor the disturbing spike of what is considered to be troublemaking parents during heated school board meetings. I mean, you're at home trying to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for your kids, and the FBI could be knocking at your door because you might have said the wrong thing at a school board meeting. These people, they're serious. They want to silence us and shut us down. I really think at this point, the only thing to do is have a massive exodus from the public school system. That's it. After a long round of applause, the audience rose to her feet and gave her a standing ovation. I think she richly deserved it. Meanwhile, not only are they destroying our education system, not only are they defunding the police, Biden is now canceling the remaining contracts for the border wall. They're trying to turn the United States into one more third world nation. No borders, no government, no law enforcement. And it's going on a pace at a rate that makes your head spin. Among the worsening border crisis, the Biden administration has canceled the remaining contracts for the border wall project spearheaded under the Trump administration. Trump knew what he was doing. Remember, because he clamped down on the border wall, the lowest earning wage earners were seeing their wages rise at the highest rate, such that Rasmussen poll in December of 2019 reported that 40% of black likely voters, 40% of black likely voters were going to support Donald Trump. He had the economy booming. He had unemployment going to an all-time low, but especially minority employment was thriving. We found the lowest paying workers were actually doing better than they'd ever done before because clamping down on the southern border. Now, the Democrats don't want that to happen. The Democrats are opening the border. They're flooding the nation with these refugees, so-called. But they're really just here because they want a free ride. The Democrats are going to give them a free ride. And the Democrats are flying them to swing states so they can change the vote. That's how disgusting this has been. If anyone at this point in time has any lingering remnants and confidence in the Democrat Party, get your head screwed on right. Look at the evidence. Look what's going on to the nation. They are trashing America in every possible way. Soon after assuming office, Biden suspended building the wall while it underwent review. They then canceled two contracts covering about 31 miles along the southern border Friday, the latest of Biden's reversals and overhauls to Trump's immigration policy, the hallmark of which was erecting an expansive high barrier as a deterrent mechanism for immigrants. It worked. It worked. Immigration had come down to a trickle, which ICE, the immigration and customs enforcement agency, were actually able to deal with. Now we find that Joe Biden won't even let them ride on horses, which are a very important mode of control for massive numbers of immigrants. This is simply disgusting beyond belief. Here's more. Flash. New York hospitals refuse to release newborn babies to unvaxxed parents. In what appeared to many to be kidnapping and extortion, New York University's Langone Hospital and others in New York and on Long Island are refusing to release newborn babies to parents who are unvaccinated. They don't seem to understand. The survival rate among the unvaccinated is overwhelmingly greater than among the vaccinated. There's an outbreak of all kinds of medical problems and death, but it's among the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. The only reason the media is conveying a false impression is because the CDC has revised its method of reporting. So if you take the vax, you remain unvaccinated for 2 weeks after, which is a period during which most of the adverse effects and deaths show up, the first 2 weeks. Even if you take a second shot, you're still unvaccinated until the 15th day thereafter. So again, they get adverse effects, death. They count them as unvaccinated, even though they were vaccinated, and even though, with a virtual, very high degree of certainty, the vaccination was what brought about their death. We know the pandemic is fake. We know that the statistics they claim of dying from the pandemic parallel those for normal life expectancy. We know a study from Johns Hopkins revealed that there had been no increase in deaths in any of the age groups from previous years, which was confirmed by the absence of excess sales of oxygen tanks or IV stands and tubes, drips, which would of necessity take place if you had a whole lot of patients flooding hospitals, all of which, once again, appears to be pure unadulterated bullshit. Well, we even have the American Medical Association, God forbid, telling doctors if they recommend ivermectin or HCQ, they can lose their license if they're not full in with a COVID agenda. I mean, it's shocking, absolutely shocking. Our medical establishment is violating the most basic principle of medicine, the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. They're doing massive harm, and the AMA is going to punish them if they don't. Meanwhile, here's a tweet from Dr. Afzal Nayez. New force control. New York University Langone and other hospitals in New York and Long Island are forcing that if the parent is not vaxxed, they will not release babies to parents or after birth in accordance with CDC guidelines. You need to show a vax passport to see your own newborn baby. Their COVID quackery knows no shame and no limits. This is completely disgusting. Here's another report. We got a baby whose mother took the vax while she was pregnant. By the way, you know, heretofore, mothers have been discouraged from even drinking a glass of wine during pregnancy. Now they're allowed to go take an mRNA vaccination? How absurd. Turns out he's got all kinds of weird stuff all over his body, the one whose mother was vaxxed during pregnancy. Here's another, a much milder case, because the mother was only vaxxed after his birth. And he's being affected by breast milk, which is contaminated with the contents of the mRNA injection. Meanwhile, a five-year-old girl was left bleeding from the eyes after being forced to have a COVID-19 PCR test, which involved a nasal swab being inserted up her nose in order to be allowed back to school. She's got all this blood coming out of her eye and her mouth. I mean, it's disgusting. It's obvious they penetrated the relatively slender barrier between the back of the sinus cavity and the brain. The hospital told the mother this was normal. Well, that's completely absurd. It's not normal whatsoever. The lawsuit, the hospital is trying to evade a lawsuit for their criminal activity, which is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable what's taking on here. We're taking our first break, and when we do, I'll be back with Danny Siris, and we'll talk about some of the even more serious and disturbing developments I have to report to you today. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have a return engagement by Danny Suras, who's been following all these matters extremely closely. Danny, welcome back to The Raw Deal. Excellent. Let me get a sound check from Mitchell. Are we good to go, Mitchell? Still saying no audio for you. I don't get it. I just don't get that at all, Danny. Say a few more words. Say a few more words. Okay, let me see something. Let me see something here. Can I have somehow got it set wrong? Minimax speakers, yes.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
I can hear you fine. Yeah. I can hear you fine. Say again, Danny. You say a few words. Something is wrong here because I don't hear your output. Say a few more words, Danny. Say more.
I can't.
You got so much good stuff, but for what reason can we not hear you? Try now. Now, I can hear you, but it appears that Mitchell cannot, right? Oh, he said he heard you when you asked something. Let me see what's going on here.
Control of some sort.
I agree. It's got to be a simple control of some sort. Okay, let me see. Why am I?
Hopefully the audience will bear with us today.
I know. Audio settings. Wait a second here. Audio crazy. Oh, say a few words now, Danny. How about now, Mitchell? Can you hear him now? I made a difference in the setting.
No, we didn't hear anything that time, Jim.
Okay, stay here, Mitchell, and let's see. Go ahead, Danny, say a few words. Does that work, Mitchell?
No, nothing.
Huh.
Nothing on this end.
when I had Danny call in last time, it was the sound level was very low. I had reports from those they couldn't hear Danny when he called in.
Can you share your sound in Skype? Would that make a difference? Your computer sound?
Say that again, Mitchell.
Share your sound in Skype, your screen and sound. Share screen with the audio. Maybe that will.
Okay. How about now? Danny, say a few words. Did that work, Mitchell?
No, I don't hear him. I see the screen shared, but I don't hear him.
Let's see. The trouble is people aren't going to be able to hear you, Danny. I got to get. Okay, Danny, let's call in and see if we can get a good sound level. Mitchell, Danny's right. Going to call in. I think you can stay here, Danny. You can stay connected with me, you know, and go ahead and call in. Go ahead and call in. Mitchell, let me know you got Danny.
We have him, Jim.
You got him?
Here I am.
Oh, good. I can actually hear you fairly well. Mitchell, can you hear Danny fairly well?
Yes, his level sounded good.
Okay, good. Let me get back to where we need to be. The stories we got today are very serious. Let me begin here. Israeli health minister admits that vaccine mandates are about social control, contradicting his statements to the high court. Get this. A hot mic from Israel's Channel 12 News got the country's health minister admitting that vaccine mandates are about coercion and social control, not science or medicine. Israel's health minister, Nitzan Horowitz, was having a candid conversation with the Interior Minister, Yelet Shaked, about the country's draconian Green Pass vaccine passport system. Neither knew their conversation was being recorded and broadcast. The digital surveillance system bars individuals from public life if they do not show digital proof of being triple jabbed. Using this system of coercion and social control, Israel has enslaved most of its population and segregated the rest. Israelis are required to update their green pass every 6 months in compliance with new body requirements set forth by the medical apartheid. As Minister of Health, Horowitz had previously gone before the High Court and declared, "The green label is a net health consideration. We now know full stop. He's fully aware he's using the vaccine mandates as a tool of propaganda and social control." He admitted on the hot mic, "Vaccine mandates only exist to shame the unvaccinated for causing a pandemic, even though evidence shows the vaccinated make up the bulk of hospitalization as vaccine failure and adverse events take hold of the population." In fact, in August, the medical director of Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem reported 95% of the hospital's severely symptomatic COVID patients were already vaccinated. The two dictators joked about using the green pass to give people some of their freedom back incrementally. "I also think you can remove the green pass for outdoor restaurants." Horowitz concurred, saying epidemiologically it's correct to allow the unvaccinated to take part in some outdoor events, such as outdoor dining and attending public food, but stopped himself, saying once he starts making exceptions, they'll want more freedom. "I can't let them have full access to pools, because then they'll say, if not pools, then why not water parks?" He expressed concern the green pass system is not being properly enforced across the country. "Unvaccinated are being allowed into hospitals. We have a problem. The green pass is not a force, especially in the Arab sector. It does not exist, and I see it in hospitals." The intelligence minister chimed in. "It's irritating that the unvaccinated are taking up beds." The Israeli leaders revealed their tyrannical intent to deny treatment and basic medical care to people, forcing both segregation on death on those who do not follow vaccination requirements. But interestingly, it's going to be those who got the vax who are going to suffer the more severe adverse effects. By its very premise, a vaccine mandate is a violation of informed consent. A vaccine mandate implies the use of force and is an illegal act of intimidation, duress, and coercion. A vaccine mandate is not rooted in science, law, ethics, or medicine. There are no instances in American law where the rights of one person supersede the body autonomy rights of another. When coercion is used in medicine, an official or medical professional is in violation of the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics, where the American Medical Association is violating its own code. When informed consent is bypassed and coercion is introduced, a medical product or procedure becomes a medical experimentation in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Danny, go for it.
Well, sir, thanks again for having me on. Hopefully you can hear me. You know, nobody's paying attention, I can tell you right now, to the Nuremberg Code. I've spoke to many attorneys that have just said that in their opinion, it's not law and it's not binding anywhere in the United States, which I find very ridiculous. I actually got into an argument with an attorney about a week ago. And he said it has no place in our courts. It has no standing. And they're not looking at it. And they frankly just don't even care that it exists. So it is ridiculous. But, you know, our courts are so far gone and so corrupted at this point. We're just not seeing any justice anywhere. We're seeing things taking place day by day that I've never seen happen in the United States ever. As a matter of fact, I even wonder some days if we even have a court system the way things are going. You know, trying to force jab somebody against their will is just the most insane thing you can possibly do. People know their health. They know their health concerns themselves. And we can see what this vaccine is doing. And by this point, we all have loved ones and friends that we have lost from getting the jab. So I just wonder how much longer this can continue before people rise up at a level to where this comes to a halt, sir.
Well, I don't know, Danny. See, they don't have someone out there who's protecting them. The government's not doing it. The courts aren't doing it. The Congress isn't doing it. God knows that Democrats are forcing all this stuff down our throats. I mean, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Donald Trump, of course, was played way back when, thought that the vaccines were appropriate, but it's pretty obvious now that everyone surrounding him was feeding him false information so he'd take the action they wanted him to take on the basis of disinformation. Meanwhile, Danny, we have a very fine piece by Joaquin Hagopian or Hagopian. I've never been quite sure which to pronounce. Do you know the diff?
It looks like Hagopian to me.
Elite's depopulation agenda is now irrefutable. Now, this is published in Global Research, which is translated into 51 languages. It's going to have a very large suite. This guy has done absolutely sensational work on Pizzagate and Pedogate, pedophilia throughout the world. He's published 5 volumes you can download on the internet. He is, in my opinion, the world's leading expert on pedophilia and child trafficking. He's a West Point graduate who's really dedicating himself to the nation's best interests. I admire him beyond words. Here's what he says. By now, October 2021, it's more than evident that the Big Pharma, Great Reset, globalist elite are currently committing human genocide, carrying out their eugenics depopulation agenda. In spite of big media censorship blackout as complicit murderers causing misinformed, lied to hundreds of thousands of innocent victims to die from the killer vaccines already. In response, scores of leading medical doctors, expert scientists, and inside whistleblowers at great risk to themselves has been shouting from rooftops to sound the apocalyptic alarm. Early on during the vaccine rollout last February 2021, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny accurately predicted that by May through August, thousands of deaths from the vaccines would be falsely blamed on the fake variants. Outspoken Dr. Carrie Majet is now speaking out against the vaccine dangers through nanotechnology and the transhuman element of how AI through nanoparticles and vaccines are merging with genetically modified GMO former humans. It is bizarre. Veteran medical vaccine whistleblower Joseph Mercola exposed the medical reset with Klaus Schwab's New World Order. Top international cardiologist, internist, and epidemiologist Peter McCullough has been making big waves in late August 2021, asserting that the vaccinated carry 251 times the viral load than the non-vaccinated. Dr. McCullough also promotes natural immunity and benign drugs, HCQ and ivermectin, instead of the harmful vaccines, declaring we're in the middle of a major biological catastrophe. Even the mRNA and DNA vaccine technology inventor, Robert Malone, rails against the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines as bioethically irresponsible and highly dangerous. We need to confront the data and not try to cover stuff up or hide risks, he's observed. Canadian Charles Helfy was horrified to learn that 62% of his mostly First Nations patients, these are Native Americans, experienced permanent blood clot damage after receiving their vaccine. This week, the treating physician of National Presidents, Vladimir Zelenko, stated in an interview, if we follow the advice of some of the global leaders like Bill Gates, 7 billion people need to be vaccinated, then the death rate will be over 2 billion people. So wake up. This is World War III. The cited doctors are but a handful of countless heroic physicians who've gone public. Renowned PhD scientists, including virologists, immunologists, biochemists, have also led the way, calling out the COVID-19 pandemic based on the Rockefeller Foundation 2010 lockstep blueprint. Another Nobel Prize winner for inventing the nefariously misused PCR test, Dr. Carrie Mullis, died on the eve of the fake pandemic Wuhan outbreak after repeatedly exposing Dr. Frankenstein Fauci. And I have no doubt his death was not merely coincidental, but because he would have blown the whistle again and again and again on the abuse of the PCR test, which he himself had invented. Patent and intellectual rights expert Dr. David Martin deconstructs the criminal etiology of the COVID-19 pandemic, while ex-Pfizer VP chief scientist Dr. Michael Yeridan repeatedly delivered his dire warnings. There are two embedded videos here you can find on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Check it out. The gene-based design makes your body manufacture virus spike protein, and we know that virus spike protein triggers blood clots. That's the fundamental problem. Additionally, a growing army of big pharma whistleblowers have also courageously shed light on this much-needed truth of what humanity is perilously facing in the coming dark winter months, when likely millions of democide victims in the world over will be shockingly laid to rest from fatal blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, multiple organ failure, cancer, all directly linked and caused by the big pharma non-vaccines. This, of course, is why they want everyone to be vaxxed, so there will be no control group of the non-vax who are surprisingly surviving with their health very much intact, not dying by the bushel basket, as is the case with the vax. It will become obvious to the entire world this has been an elaborate scam and depopulation agenda. Idaho board-certified pathologist Dr. Ryan Clough has observed an unheard-of 20-time increase in endometrial cancer since this year's vaccine rollout, caused by an absence of two types of cells, helper T cells and CD8 killer T cells, both vital to a functioning immune system. This notorious pharmaceutical killing machine includes the mRNA spike protein, DNA-altering injection produced by Pfizer and Moderna, as well as the Johnson & Johnson's, the UK's AstraZeneca and China's Sinovac. From December 14th, 2020 to December 10th, 2021, a U.S. government's own AVEERS tracking mechanism reported 14,925 vaccine deaths, though a whistleblower claimed over 45,000 from within 3 days from only one of nine districts. Think about it. That's only 1% that's being reported. So if you add two zeros, you're probably getting a closer approximation, which would mean 1,492,500 vaccine deaths, which are being attributed falsely to other causes. Well, they're being attributed to COVID-19 to jack up the number when it's actually the vaccine that's killing. Estimates of less than 1% of adverse injuries and death are actually reported. So more accurate would be to multiply the reported number of deaths by 100, which is what I have done, or on the low side by 10, to account for a truer death estimate, which would range then from nearly 150 to nearly 1,500,000, which I believe is consistent with the World Health Organization, which has its own record of over 2 million persons who've died or suffered other adverse effects, and death is indeed as adverse an effect as you can have, 70% of which are affecting women, showing, in my opinion, this is targeted against reproduction, only 30% men. But where most staggering is that these 2 million have occurred since the jabs were introduced. The prior year, there were only 2,000. So there was a 1,000-fold increase from 2,000 to over 2 million, and the year before that, 87, the year before that, 2, then 1, 1, 1. In other words, everyone in the medical industry, every health expert who's following this knows damn well the vaccines are causing staggering numbers of death. Combine that with the EU numbers of 25,248 deaths, roughly the same here, and then numbers jumped over 250,000. I'm telling you, not just 250,000, but I'd say over 2 million. Thus, it's safe to assume millions around the world have already died as a result of big pharma kill shots, and this is just the beginning. With 81% of September's supposed COVID deaths in the UK, among those determined to have been already vaccinated, okay, those who are dying in the UK, 81%. We're vaccinated. The evidence of lethal harm caused by the non-vaccines is overwhelming, meaning they call them vaccines, but they're really not. They're lethal weapons. In related testimony, Ontario emergency room doctor Roshane Killian, who just resigned over the local draconian anti-health COVID-19 protocol, stated 80% of incoming ER patients she treated in the last month were suffering from mysterious issues and were double vaxxed. Running close behind the UK death toll is a 70% of September deaths reported in the state of Vermont who were also fully vaccinated. By diabolical design, this burgeoning medical holocaust has rapidly become globalized death by injection on a massive, never before seen scale. Nobel Prize winner for discovering the HIV virus, Dr. Luc Montagnier, recently submitted a sworn affidavit to the International Criminal Court concluding this COVID vaccine is the biggest risk to humanity and the biggest risk to genocide in the history of humanity. Governments of the world, big pharma, and big media are clearly guilty. This is a brilliant piece. Danny, give us your thoughts.
Well, sir, I'm just glad that you're speaking out and you're dedicating so many shows these days to this situation. I mean, we have these brave doctors and nurses that are coming forward every single day to try and do their best to warn the public. I myself have many friends and family that are in the healthcare industry that are spread out all over the U.S., and I'm very fortunate to get reports from them almost on a daily basis. And I'm hearing the same thing day after day, and the theme is very clear. They're still lying about the PCR test, and they're still trying to use it because they don't have any other test to check for COVID-19, okay? So let's get that straight. You know, the FDA recalled the test because it doesn't work. It's calling false positives all over the world, and it just does not work. But yet the hospitals are still swabbing people and still sticking to it. And the reports that I get from directly from people that actually work in the COVID wings in these hospitals is that people are not sick. There's many of them that are not sick. They tested positive on the PCR test, but yet the double jabbed people that have been vaxxed are coming into the hospitals. They're not being put into the COVID wing, and those are the ones that are sick. They're having all kinds of crazy different kinds of diseases that are showing up and as a result of adverse effects from the jab. And this is being covered up by administrators every single day. It's very disgusting what's going on, sir. There's something sinister going on. This has obviously been in the works for a long time. It's been planned for a long time. And they have certain key individuals in the hospital that are going along with this sort of thing. So obviously, to me, that says that this has been planned way ahead of time. So what the only thing we can do as the public is push back and obviously warn others the best we can and do not get the jab. I mean, I am disgusted that our Congress is not screaming every day and calling for a halt to allow this to continue. It still happens day after day after day. What is going on with Congress? Why are they not stopping these shots?
We'll be right back with Danny Saris after this break.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
A fellow who goes by the handle of Dylan11 on a website called truth11.com, not 9/11 truth, but just truth11, no doubt because he calls himself Dylan11, has published the following. War has been declared upon us. This is very simple. The vaccine is killing people. Therefore, anyone saying you have to take the vaccine is trying to kill you. Why the F is anyone listening to these people? And how the hell are they still getting away with it? Telling us to kill ourselves is a declaration of war. Act accordingly. Here's what he has to say. Every time a politician or someone is talking on TV about how you must take the death vaccine, they are literally telling you to kill yourself. They know the vaccine is deadly. They are threatening us with consequences and violence if we don't kill ourselves. Anyone who's telling us to get vaccinated is openly telling us to commit suicide and sacrifice our children. This is satanic, as are the mass 6-foot separation and lockdowns. Biden, Trudeau, the list goes on around the world. They are all Satanists, telling you to kill yourself with a death clot shot vaccine or else. How is this allowed to continue? Why are these people not being held accountable for the mass deaths and injuries caused by these COVID vaccines, lockdowns, and mass mandates? How? Why? Because they have not openly declared war upon us. They are telling us to kill ourselves for our own benefit, a coward's war. I would suggest that telling people to kill themselves by taking the death shot or else is a declaration of war, and we act accordingly. How about you? The very fact that they are still watched by millions on TV and are allowed by the people to tell us to kill ourselves without consequence means to them that they are getting away with it. They will keep on with this genocidal agenda until they are literally pulling people from their homes and forcibly vaccinate, murdering them. The media is driving the battle. The police and army will bring the violence. Or we can pull them from the TV stations and podia before that, an army and police. Do your real jobs and stand with the people. There is no more waiting. The final time has come. The world is uniting. The masses are protesting. Unity is being witnessed by millions. The next step is to stop the vaccine genocide and COVID crap. Start by removing the real virus, the mainstream media, who, without this genocide, could not have happened. And strip the good from the ranks of the force of fascism, the police, our brother, and the soldier, our sister, who should join with the people now. They are using the media as a weapon of war. Therefore, the media is a strategic military target in this war. Ben Fulford stated over a year ago, to end this war, the first thing the military needs to do is take out the media, go to the TV and radio stations and occupy them. This would have ended the COVID scam and halted the genocide vaccine program in one easy step. Because it's all been a lie. There is no virus, just a genocide weapon they call a vaccine. And without the mass brainwashing of the media, no one would have committed suicide with a deadly vaccine. Instead, the military did not do that, and the world war was waged by the media. Global domination without firing a shot. Now they are trying to finish us off by telling us to kill ourselves and then forcing the death vaccine upon us. Instead of the military taking control of the media and stopping the lies, the military is occupying industry and the hospitals to take the jobs of the doctors and nurses who would not participate in the genocidal plot to further the vaccine genocide. The media continues to lead the battle, still the enemy of the people. Do we wait for Trump so we trust the plan still after all that has happened? Are they coming? Are they effing late at this point? They are effing late at this point, and billions have been injected with the death vax, and most will die from it. So if they are coming or not, we are not waiting anymore. The sides of the battle are clear, and war is upon us. Good versus evil, humanity versus a Satanist. Unfortunately, this is exactly what they want. An insider Satanist revealed the plan is excessive civil war. And what these stupid politicians don't realize is they want us to hang them from the streets. They want total war, one side against the other. They want us to destroy ourselves, and then when all the planet looks like a Mad Max movie, they will manage a much fewer number of us and usher in their final plan of dominance. What the Satanists were surprised about was how easily the people fell for it and how well it worked. The only thing we can do to save the world and beat these bastards is for it not to be a bloody fight of the people versus the police and army. That is what they want. We could all simply choose the side of good and not further their agenda anymore. Unite and take over now, or it's going to be needlessly bloody. Police and army, it's time to choose your side. The government has no justification for its action. They must be removed. There is no emergency. There was no emergency, and they never justified any measure with any proven scientific basis. There will appear to be an actual emergency when the vaccine die off in large numbers, and they will try to call it a new outbreak. But in reality, it is the effects of the vaccine in the vaccine injured. Again, this is not a justifiable emergency that can remove our rights. It just means they should stop jabbing people and help those jabbed. So where does that bring us? They are threatening us with violence and will eventually use violence to murder us with a genocidal weapon they call a vaccine. They have no scientific, moral, legal, constitutional, or medical justification for their threats and mandates. This is an undeclared war. We must recognize it as a declaration of war, or we will not be able to take the steps necessary to save us all. The cabal is attempting global genocide by covertly hiding the fact that they have declared war upon us. Because if they did actually go to war with the people, they would not win due to our numbers. This is based upon Sun Tzu. If your enemy is stronger than you, evade him. Fight without fighting. Undermine and destroy your enemy from within. And only go into battle when the war is won. This is a strategy for global genocide using the death shot vaccine. Make no mistake, this is war. It would be so much easier for us to win if they actually announced it's a war. Then we could simply storm the TV station and stop the people telling us to kill ourselves, arrest a few pedophile politicians, and be done with it. But they are not announcing it, so we are not storming the buildings. There's a solution here somewhere. Do we wait for them to tell us they have declared war upon us? Do we wait for government to tell us it's okay to take them out? What if they don't tell us it's okay for us to fight back? What if they don't declare war in the open? I suggest that they have declared war upon us several times. Latest is telling us to kill ourselves and sacrifice our children. This is satanic and is a declaration of war. We either act collectively now, understand we are at war, and remove these people from the podiums on TV and from public office, or we will have to defend ourselves at our front doors individually from the forced death vaccine squads. We are here. The time has come. Unite, prepare, and act accordingly. Danny, I think that's a sensational statement. Your thoughts?
It's quite chilling, sir. I mean, you know what? I never thought it would come down to that, but he all said what most of us are thinking. You know, I hope you publish that because I would like to get that link out to everybody. You know, I'd like to point out to some obvious things that I incurred this week that go along with that, just kind of add to that. You know, we see the Biden administration, the fake Biden administration, whoever's running the show up there right now, they're restricting the drugs that we know that work. And an example would be, say, ivermectin. And I ran into this to myself with my own actual physician. So I'll just go ahead and tell this story, if I may. I spoke to my own physician this week, and I just asked them, you know, I would like to have some ivermectin myself, just in case I get too close to somebody, I pick up some of the shedding, and I should become ill. I've known several people who have become ill this way. So I'm just kind of wanted to be prepared. And the doctor told me that flat out they cannot issue ivermectin. And I said, what are you talking about? You're a doctor. You've been my doctor for several years. Why can't you give me some ivermectin? They told me that no matter if they wrote the prescription or not, it would not be filled. They've already been warned not to write them. We've already been told that the pharmacies will not issue that, and they won't give it out. So why would they restrict the American people from a drug that they know that is safe, it's effective, and it works? I mean, look at all the countries around the world that have declared themselves now COVID-free by using ivermectin. But yet in the U.S., in the U.K., and in Canada, they were restricting these drugs and keeping them from people. Now think about that. That goes along with what this guy just said in his report. They know that there's a drug that's out there that can stop this, but yet they're keeping it away from the public, and they're trying to force jab people with a vaccine that is causing these heart attacks, deaths. Again, we've all had loved ones and friends that we've lost from this, and they just keep it going. Where is Congress on this? Why are they allowing the pharmacies around the nation to restrict HCQ and ivermectin from the people? How does that make any sense whatsoever when all these other countries are doing it? I'd like to further elaborate that they're handing out ivermectin on many of these flights where they're flying in the Afghans from Afghanistan to the U.S., and they're handing out ivermectin. And how do I know this? Well, I actually know a flight attendant that worked on a few of those flights. She volunteered, and she worked for a major airline, and she got asked if she would like to go on some of these flights. So she took the benefits or the money to do so. And sure enough, they got instructed and they're giving out ivermectin to them on the flights. So why are Afghan refugees okay to get ivermectin, but yet regular citizens who pay taxes here in the United States are being restricted from these drugs? I say that goes along with what he just said. This is part of the war. There's an antidote out there that will help you if you get sick. And it's called ivermectin. And it's very cheap and easy to get under normal circumstances. But yet my own doctor this week told me that they cannot issue ivermectin. The only way you can get it is they told me you had to go to some sort of a disease specialist. And then you had to go through a special approval. No doubt that person would try to talk you into getting a jab instead of giving you ivermectin. I just see this, sir, as another quill that goes along with what he just said. When you start restricting a drug that has no side effects, whatever, it's not a narcotic, and you start restricting the people from something that will make them well, and while you keep force jabbing them, I mean, that just reemphasizes exactly what we said, sir. We are at war. It's terrible what's going on, and people do need to pick sides, and I think we're starting to see that today.
Danny, I think you're right. Here's something that may suggest a way to deal with this. Speculation swirls over possible sick out as Southwest Airlines abruptly cancels more than 1,800 flights. Imagine what that's going to do to their revenue stream. More than 1,800 flights canceled. Thousands of Americans were left stranded at airports over the weekend after Southwest abruptly canceled nearly 2,000 flights. Southwest, one of America's most popular airlines, canceled more than 1,000 flights Sunday after canceling more than 800 on Saturday. Another 1,500 had been delayed. The airline claimed the unusual delays caused by air traffic control and weather issues. Air traffic control issues and disruptive weather have resulted in a high volume of cancellations throughout the weekend while we work to recover our operation. We appreciate your patience and we accommodate affected customers, and customer service wait times are longer than usual. I mean, this is what they tweeted, ATC issues. I doubt the weather had anything to do with this. What did the FAA say? The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed there was some ATC staffing and weather issues on Friday, not Saturday. Otherwise, the agency blamed airline logistics for canceled flights. Here's what CNBC reported. The FAA said there were a few hours of flight delays on Friday because of severe weather and staffing issues at Jacksonville Air Route Traffic Control Center, which controls airspace and five parts of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, and South. No FAA air traffic staffing shortage has been reported since Friday. Some airlines continue to experience scheduling challenges due to aircraft and crews being out of place. Please contact the airline for details. Interestingly, the mass flight cancellation began one day after the Southwest Airline Pilots Association filed a request in federal court to temporarily block a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Southwest Airline Pilots Association, however, denied the flight cancellation were related to action taken by Southwest pilots. The Southwest Pilots Association said while it was aware of operational difficulties affecting Southwest Airline, we can say with confidence our pilots are not participating in any official or unofficial job action. Our pilots will continue to overcome Southwest management poor planning, as well as any external operational challenges, and remain the most productive pilots in the world. But it appears to be it was the air traffic controllers. Here's someone who just responds with great enthusiasm. Let me clarify, my heart goes out to the thousands of people who are being inconvenienced due to employees walking off the job. Whether you believe in the jab or not, it's still our choice. This isn't about the jab itself as much as our right to choose. Our thoughts, my thoughts, this is what we need. Thousands of employees walk out, causing thousands of flight cancels. Customers get pushed, get pissed, and this pushed them closer to the brink of taking a hard and serious stand for themselves. Like I always say, it has to get worse before it gets better. This is just the beginning, but a good start. Ask yourself this. How big is the hill you will stand on in order to make your voice heard? Peace out. Danny, I think that's a fine statement. My impression is it's the air traffic controllers who are balking.
You know, sir, it's interesting while you're talking. I actually got a few messages from a few Southwest Airline employees that I'm very close to, actually right here while we're doing the show. And I'm looking at a picture of the board in Texas of all the hundreds and hundreds of flights that are canceled, and they're all in red. And this particular person said, talk about red October. They're trying to figure out what's going on with their flights. They don't have pilots to fly. They don't have crew. I don't know how much of that statement is true. I'm going to get a briefing later on today from one of my contacts inside Southwest to see exactly what's going on with the operations. But they're deep in it, and right as we speak, they're canceling hundreds and hundreds of flights from some of their major hubs because people are pushing back. This last week, they just said, get the shot or else. Well, guess what? The or else we're starting to see. They don't want the shot. They know what's going on, and I can tell you some of them listen to your show, sir, because I know them, and they do listen to the show, and they get the briefings, and they see what's going on around this country, and they do not want to take the jab. So they're just simply pushing back, and we're seeing this. And I would just like to encourage everybody, if you want to fly on an airline and you see they're abusing their employees like this with these mandates, you know what? Pick another airline. It might be inconvenient for a little while, but you know what? Go somewhere else. I think it's time we send a message to Southwest. I used to fly Southwest. I can tell you right now, I will not fly Southwest until this ends. They're now on my list. I'm not going to fly them. And I suggest other people just forget them and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Go on to American. American isn't force jabbing their employees. They go all over the country. They have plenty of flights that we can get on. Do we really need to do business, sir, with these companies that are force jabbing our fellow humans like this, or, you know, threatening to take their jobs away because they won't go along with this killer shot agenda? I think not, sir. It's time to boycott these companies.
And as we previously reported, airline pilots are dropping dead. I mean, what if that happens during a flight? You got a pilot who's taken the jab because Southwest Airlines demanded they do it, and they die during a flight. That's not very convenient for the passengers aboard that plane, Danny. Meanwhile, a world-renowned psychiatrist says the global predators, Fauci, Gates, and Schwab, are behind the COVID reign of terror. This is by a Deborah Heine, H-E-I-N-E, on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. It's a nice piece, but here's my qualification. Editor's note, while I do not doubt his sincerity, Deborah is no doubt a woman, while I do not doubt her sincerity, the identification of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and Klaus Schwab as the key players in the greatest mass murder in history appears to be a cover for the real perps, which is the Rothschild banking empire. This vicious trio played their role with no doubt, but they were not the masterminds in moving forward with a global genocide, the likes of which the world has never seen. So let me mention, it's available there, but bear in mind, as I see it, these are not the key players. Meanwhile, there's a video, Danny, you suggest we play. Let me just read part of it. As most of the world is returning to normal, a few still remain in the hands of dictators. Australia, UK, United States, and Canada are the few countries left perpetrating this lie about the biggest pandemic fraud in the history of the world. The television news in these remaining countries are still broadcasting the fake news, and if they don't, their license to broadcast will be revoked as money continues to rule in these remaining counties ruled by tyrannical dictators. These dictators, like Trudeau, have been warned by the UN and that if they do not succeed with their plan, they will be removed from office and replaced. So each is pushing hard to lock down everyone. Now, after the break, let me mention, we will take calls. 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Let's see what we have here. They're giving time to read what I already read, so. Well, Danny, it doesn't seem to be playing. This was one showing that a whole lot of countries were going, here we go.
Here we go.
This is a parent comforting her child. We'll be right back and take your calls after this break.
Listen to
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, anyone who'd like to call in and share their own two cents with is welcome to do so. The number, of course, 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call and get you on with Danny and me. Danny, we don't have to play the rest. Obviously, they're showing most of the rest of the world has caught on that this is a fraud. And they're giving ivermectin to their own citizens, but it looks as though it's the Five Eyes, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Canada, and the US that are lagging behind. I'd welcome your comments and observations about this phenomenon. I do believe they have been the central targeted state for the global reset. Your thoughts?
Well, sir, I do agree with that. You know, it is a great piece, that video. I'm glad we got to hear a little bit of it. I would encourage all the listeners to go out. Maybe we can link it to the show later on and they can watch that video. But it just goes to show what we talked about a little bit earlier. You know, I would encourage everybody to go to their local physician, whoever they have, and get themselves some ivermectin and have a little bit in storage if they can, because it'd be better at this point to have some, you know, and not need it than to need it and be chasing around the country to try and get it. Obviously, we have all these countries, Denmark, you know, is one of them. The Netherlands was another one, I believe, that declared themselves COVID-free over this ivermectin that has just, you know, cleared the way. And, you know, they're trying to restrict it in Canada. They're trying to restrict it in the United States. And again, I told you earlier that, you know, even I ran into my own medical health conglomerate where my personal doctor told me that their hands were tied and they couldn't even write a prescription. It wouldn't be filled. And then basically, wink, wink, we've been threatened that we can't give it out. So why is that, sir? Well, because that is the cure. That is what makes this thing go away. And if everybody had ivermectin in their medicine cabinet right now, there'd be no fear of anybody running down and taking this killer jab other than them being told to lose that they're going to lose their job. What I don't understand is why doesn't somebody like Southwest, procure a bunch of ivermectin and give it out to their passengers and their employees and say, hey, you know what, we're going to take these steps to protect our employees should anybody get sick. You know, we have a proven cure here to make it go away quickly. Here's some ivermectin. But instead, they're doubling down, following the globalist lockstep and saying, oh, well, by the way, you're going to lose your job if you don't go out and take your chances and get this killer jab that's making everybody sick, giving them heart attacks, causing all these adverse reactions. You know, sir, I'm not sure how much longer this is going to last, but I can tell you I'm boycotting myself all of these companies that have anything to do with force jabbing their employees. I have a list here, and simply anytime we make a purchase, we have to do anything, we take a look at the list and we avoid the list. If we have to travel, we avoid the list. And I, you know what? I think it's going to work, sir. Eventually, at some point, these people are going to run out of customers. And I think the whole world is going to start to navigate to these companies that aren't pushing the killer jab on their employees.
Well, Danny, let me ask you this, which has always puzzled me. If you wipe out 95% of the world's population, they want to go from 8 billion to 500 million, according to the Georgia Guidestone. That's wiping out 7.5 billion. Who are going to be the customers? Who's going to buy any products? I think this has got to be a reversion to literally a feudal society where you have the rich ensconced in their castles and the rest are toiling as serfs or slaves in the field. I also believe, since they regard it as a principle, they have to inform the public what they're going to do before they do it, so that the public then fails to respond, then they have shifted responsibility to the public from themselves, even though the way in which they're signaling what they're doing can be highly covert, subtle, and indecipherable. I believe the film series, The Hunger Games, is telling us what the future will be like were they to succeed in this global genocidal agenda. Now, I also believe that the United States is the foremost target for the reason that we have around 150 million armed Americans, and they want to neutralize that role by taking control of the country without firing a shot. Your thoughts about any of the above? You know, you can't keep a company going if there's no one to buy your products, none of it to buy your automobiles, your Jeeps, your TV sets, your refrigerators. So if you wipe out all the consumers, and they're doing a pretty good job by taking out the middle class and small businesses, no one's going to have any money to buy their product because they're all going to be on the dole in the biggest welfare state the world has ever seen. I mean, what exactly is going on here, Danny? I think David Icke had it right. He said this is an attempt to return to a feudal society. There are castles now known as gated communities. Some of them have bought small islands, so they're completely isolated. But I mean, I just don't get it. I don't see what is the joy in this. And, you know, are we just going to use this technology to destroy the world and then get rid of all technology because there's no one to consume it? Danny, I find this baffling.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, sir. I mean, you know, getting rid of all these people, especially the really smart ones, you know, the PhDs, the master's degrees. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't see how society can function like that. I mean, you can only have so many people in the fields that are growing, you know, vegetables and growing food or whatever. But what about all the technology-based people, the people that actually build jet engines, they build helicopters, they build planes, you know, the pilots and all these other people? You know, the elite, they're going to sit around in their houses, but who's going to bring them their food? Who's going to fly them around the country? Who's going to make the airplanes? Who's going to do? They must, I don't know what's in their mind, sir. They must think that, you know what, they're going to return to a life of, you know, staying in their homes, and they're going to have servants around them to make them their food or whatever. I'm not sure how they think this is possibly going to work, but obviously, sir, they're taking a stab at it. I would have never thought that I would see anything like this in my lifetime. You know, this is something that you read about that happens, you know, years and years and years ago or whatever, but it's actually happening in our lifetime. And, you know, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, people will read books about this time and they'll say, man, can you imagine what those people must have gone through, you know, when the government at that time was chasing them with a needle, trying to kill everybody. And that's exactly what we're seeing, as that Truth 11 guy pointed out. It's a terrible time, sir. We all have to stand up. You know, I would suggest to everybody to have some water storage, have a little food storage, maybe some survival food, you know, and just a few essentials. Get a hold of some ivermectin. Okay, one way or another, find a resource, try to get a hold of it, and try to hunker down. Boycott these companies. Do not use any company that is harassing their employees or trying to force jab them. Go somewhere else. We have to send a message to these globalists that we are not going to stand for this, sir. We have to stand up. The time is now.
Danny, I agree with all that, but Americans turn out to be sheeple. I mean, just as we have been observing for so many years, virtual lemmings, you know, I mean, rushing off of a cliff just because of social pressure and conformity. If anyone out there within the sound of my voice believes they understand what the globalists ultimately want to achieve, please do call in and share your thoughts. 540-352-4452. I mean, it's been a long time in the work trying to create, you know, destroy the nation state. Let me say, I believe this is the reason they had to get rid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, by putting America first, was igniting nationalism and populism in the United States. That's precisely the opposite of what the globalists want. So they use their allies in the media, the overwhelming percentage of which are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. Israel is a creation of the Rothschilds' banking empire. They take great pride in having founded Israel. They're using all their Israeli assets to bring about this monstrous scam. They're putting pressure on the entire medical establishment, which it appears they also own, lock, stock, and barrel, up to and including the AMA, which I find disgusting beyond belief, that the AMA would threaten physicians with a loss of their license if they prescribe ivermectin or HCQ, Danny. I mean, this is just god-awful. I'm also troubled that you've encountered a lawyer who ignores the Nuremberg Code, that believes it's not significant. This may be an issue we need to further explore, but I find that a bit dumbfounding.
Well, it is kind of shocking, sir. I do run across a lot of people who have never heard of the Nuremberg Code. There's a good video out there. I think we played it on subsequent shows before that go through all the 10 points. And one of them on there is, you know, you're not allowed to use any coercion whatsoever. So they're violating all 10 points of the Nuremberg Code. And, you know, maybe a guest in the future, in the near future, might be an attorney that we can have on the show, you can have on there that can go through all the bullet points and maybe compare that to, you know, how effective or how that law applies to U.S. law. But, you know, it is a war that we're in. They're trying to keep us from getting the ivermectin and the stuff. They're trying to force inoculate us with this killer jab. Again, I've had a few friends that out of fear of their job went ahead and got the shot. They knew better. They knew what was going on. So they have access to the information that we have access. But again, to save their income, to feed their families, they took the shot. And a few weeks after getting the shot, they both passed away of heart attacks. One of them in their sleep, and another one died of pneumonia shortly after. So, you know what? It's very, very disheartening what's going on here in regards to the shot. What you were saying about the elections, you know, the elite obviously had this plan. They told us back in 2012 during the Olympics, during the opening ceremony, they showed us the whole COVID scheme with the coronavirus in the middle of the stage and the nurses chasing the children around the field, that very eerie opening ceremony that I watched at the time but did not understand it, of course, until now when I watch it back. You know, the elite has also told us this last time they pulled the trigger with their false election. They completely committed major fraud around the United States. They slapped us in the face, and they're clearly telling us, sir, that we no longer are going to have a say on who gets elected. The whole thing has been fake and phony and controlled, and they're just going to go ahead and move into a dictatorship. And I think exactly when they pulled this election fraud, they said, hey, let's just throw the corona thing on them, and we're going to dumb down or get rid of the population at the same time, so there's nobody left to argue that we're running a dictatorship here and they can't vote anymore. I mean, you know, they ran those two occurrences at the same time. And that's what we're seeing. So we're seeing this major, major election fraud where we no longer have a choice. The electronic voting machine will make all the decisions for us, irregardless to what we think or what candidate we want. At the same time, by the way, you're going to be forced to take the shot because you're going to be pushed out of the monetary system. You're no longer going to be able to provide for your family if you don't take the shot, you know, just like that gentleman said on Truth 11. It's quite a quandary, and it is time, sir, as you said, to pick a side. We need to pick a side and stand up to these globalists that are doing this. We need to push back. We need to protest in all the ways that we can. We need to stop our children from being inoculated and being abused like they're starting to do. We need to push back. We just need to push back harder, and we need to do it right now, sir.
Nice. I couldn't agree more, Danny. It's just bizarre. And how the Democrats are all in on this, including Merrick Garland. I mean, good God. This guy was being seriously touted for the Supreme Court of the United States when he's willing to trample even on parents' rights. I mean, give me a break. This guy's a scumbucket.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I remember when they were trying to bring him into the Supreme Court, and there was a big pushback at that time, and thank goodness for that.
Mitch McConnell simply refused to hold the hearings.
Right. And you know what? We can see what this guy's doing. I mean, can you imagine, sir? He's trying to call parents that are concerned about their own children domestic terrorists and sicken the FBI on them. You know, the FBI is out of control. The leadership of the FBI is out of control. When they would even consider going after parents for speaking up about the well-being of their children and what they're being taught. You know, we've seen the porn that's been uncovered in our schools, and the fact that, you know, parents are speaking up and saying no, and then Merrick Garland would come out and start threatening parents with the FBI for trying to protect their children from all these things is just over the top, sir. I mean, it makes me wonder daily, what are we going to see next? I mean, we have, you know, no more elections. We have our Department of Justice going after parents because they're fighting off porn. They're fighting off, you know, these killer jabs. They're fighting off critical race theory. And yet they're calling them domestic terrorists. It's hard to believe, sir. We're being attacked from so many fronts at one time by the globalists. I'd also like to point out Congress. I mean, who would have ever thought that Congress would go along with something like this? Can you imagine, sir, what sort of blackmail, what sort of control do they have on each and every member of Congress that's going along with this? Did they give them money their whole career? What kind of blackmail do they have on them to keep them at bay and keep them quiet? Do they have invisible soldiers at their house threatening them and their families at gunpoint on a daily basis? I mean, what is going on that Congress could be this silent about this jab that's actually executing and taking out Americans all over the United States, sir? I think we need to look into that and get to the bottom of that quickly.
Well, Danny, I think you made such excellent, excellent points. The whole thing is just stunning beyond belief because it's so comprehensive. You got a fake Biden, you had a fake election, you got these fake interviews, he's on a stage set in the Eisenhower administrative building. I mean, it just goes on and on and on endlessly, Danny. The fraud is just, it's almost incomprehensible. I think that's why most Americans have trouble wrapping their minds around it. It's on such a scale that they cannot imagine a conspiracy this enormous and encompassing when they want to believe the government is there to protect and nurture the citizens of the United States, not to kill and disable them. I mean, unfortunately, if you haven't been paying attention, if you've never done any conspiracy research, you might very well still believe the media is on the up and up when it's anything but. I'm reminded of William Casey's statement to the CIA staff when he became director, and I have a friend who was there to hear him say it, so well, they'll insist. The mainstream would tell you he didn't say it. It's a fact he did. Our disinformation program will be complete when everything the American people believe is false. Danny, I think we're pretty close to that point now.
I would say so, sir. The Mockingbird media is completely out of control. You know, it's basically what it comes down to, the way I see it, is they're using the monetary system, sir, to destroy the United States. The monetary system is rule. I mean, if you think about these people that are in the Mockingbird media, they're going along with this. Why would they go along with forced jabbing their own families? Why would they do this to their own communities so they can collect the paycheck? And I can tell you from talking to journalists in the past, especially over the geoengineering issue where they're spraying the chemicals all over the United States out of the plane, the media knows what's going on. I've talked to them, but it's a taboo subject. They cannot talk about it. If they bring it up, they are fired, sir, immediately. So it's the control on our media has been in place for 30, 40 years, maybe even longer. And it's just a shame that so many Americans still turn on the television and watch their local news and believe what they're told about what's going on in our local hospitals. Again, I have very close relatives in the hospitals that when they're in there working in the actual COVID wing, the patients will have, sir, the TV on and watching the local news. So can you imagine how ironic it would be to be standing in a COVID wing center in the hospital and you're taking care of patients, you understand what's going on in there, and literally on the television as you're taking care of a patient, the lies are coming through the TV about how the hospital is packed with people dying from COVID, and you're standing there running the COVID wing saying, what is this nonsense? It's like we have two different parallel worlds we're living in. It reminds me of the movie The Matrix, where you have the computer world, and then you have the actual real world where he gets woken up, the character in that movie, Keanu Reeves, gets woken up to what the real world is. We are living two parallel worlds. Whether you know the truth and you know what's going on and you live in that world, or you live in the world of the mainstream media and you're just busy every day trying to, you know, make a dollar and pretend that everything you see on TV is what's really going on in the world, But yet when you go out your front door and you turn off the TV, you can see everything they're telling you is fake. It's just time to wake up, sir. It's time to get rid of our mainstream media. That's what we really need to do.
Well, it's astonishing, Danny, where we are. I got to say, this Dylan 11 seems to me have captured the situation exactly. There's an image there, too. There is no virus. There was no pandemic. The vaccine is killing people. So anyone talking about COVID is a liar, and anyone promoting the vaccine is a murderer. I'd say complicit or an accessory to. War has been declared upon us. This is very simple. A vaccine is killing people. Therefore, anyone saying you have to take the vaccine is trying to kill you. Why the F is anyone listening to these people, and how the hell are they still getting away with it? Telling us to kill ourselves is a declaration of war. Act accordingly. I think that's about as simple and straightforward as we can get in sizing up the situation, Danny. Your thoughts?
I agree, sir. I mean, he put it very succinctly and very simple. I mean, that's a great screenshot right there for everybody to be texting out to their friends and family. I know I'm going to be doing that for sure. I hope, sir, I would highly suggest that maybe you publish that whole piece that he wrote onto your blog. That way we have a link and we can get it out to as many people as possible that need to read that. I mean, it's very, very powerful, sir. That'll also, that link will take them to the other last two stories that you published on the Rothschilds and then that psychiatrist. That story was very, very good explaining what's going on with this COVID. But this guy really gets right to the point of what's going. I mean, he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He's just flat out telling you what's going on. And, you know, when you add in that they're trying to keep us from ivermectin, a very simple drug that makes this thing go away, and you can see the success, sir, the success of all these other countries that have declared themselves in the last few weeks COVID-free, India being one of them. There's a huge story that came out of India where they said we are COVID-free thanks to ivermectin, and they're going on with their life. Why do we have to put up with that? Why can't we have ivermectin in our country? Why are the Afghan refugees getting it on the airplanes as they come over here, but yet U.S. citizens that pay taxes were not allowed to get it? I think that goes along with exactly what Truth 11's statement is. We are in a war. We need to wake up and accept the facts. We are being attacked, sir, directly attacked, and they are trying to depopulate us right in front of our face. People need to shake off that cognizant dissonance and wake up to what's going on here, and we need to push back. We need to be not afraid to speak out, and we need to start talking to our neighbors and our friends and family about what's going on and sharing this information. Enough is enough. Quit being afraid of what your neighbors or your coworkers are going to think of you for speaking out. You know, stop just focusing on trying to earn your dollar and keeping your head down at your desk when you're at work. Speak out. Tell your friends and family. Tell people at church. Give them the links. We all need to pull together to get the word out so we can push back and stop this genocide that's taking place inside the United States.
Let me just read a portion about this psychiatrist's assessment. Now we have a vaccine that has more deaths than every other vaccine all put together. So how can we ignore that? Meanwhile, there are highly inflated numbers of COVID deaths that have been falsified by manipulated the reporting mechanisms. He said, rather than crazy, what is being done makes perfect sense if you're trying to intimidate and overwhelm a population. You exaggerate the danger that's out there, the terror, and make it into a horror show. And then you think, what is their goal? They don't want any early treatments at all. Why don't they want early treatments? Two have proven to be helpful in fighting COVID, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They're both expensive and safe to use. Why do they stop that? Well, they're already exaggerating the deaths. They're already minimizing the harm. So could this be all about the vaccine? Gate tells an event that was in anticipation of pandemic, made it apparent they were working on creating a pandemic and a deadly vaccine to go along with it. You get the vaccine, Danny, thanks for a great job. Everyone out there, take care of yourself. Spend time with your loved ones, because frankly, we do not know how much time you have left.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.